The U.S. has decided to send millions of AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas in light of the crisis which has developed in India. In addition to oxygen shipments, which are being readied, and the U.S. is planning to do more for developing countries to confront the pandemic. This is certainly a new development from the U.S. perspective, in part, I suspect, because we are beginning to see resistance to second shots, but also general resistance to the vaccine. Certainly, it's not uncommon in the U.S. to have vaccine resistance. This is just the latest forum in that ongoing battle. There is good news as durable goods orders rose 0.5% in March. As the U.S. recovery fueled manufacturing demand, as reported by the Wall Street Journal on April 26th, these new orders for durable goods, which are products designed to last at least 3 years for things such as computers and machinery. Chad Mutry, the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, noted that overall goods orders have jumped 4.1% over the last 13 months, 10.8% with transportation equipment included. This is all good news. National Geographic reported rare chunks of Earth's mantle found exposed in Maryland. Those are hundreds of millions of years old and rare finds coming from the movement of tectonic plates. I saw some of these rocks on a trip to the west coast of Scotland while watching a man building a rock wall. He claimed the rocks came from the time when Scotland and Britain were joined by a tectonic shift and was none too happy about the result. Senator Gillibrand's legislation to change how sex assaults are handled by the military got support from Senator Ernst, Secretary Austin, as well as a military panel. The thrust of this legislation is to remove the commanders from the process and have cases independently evaluated by the JAG office, much in the same way that it would in the civilian world, where, for instance, in New York City, the mayor would not be in charge of criminal investigations, but rather it would fall to the police and district attorney. Having been a JAG officer for 6 years, active and reserve, this, I think, is an intelligent change in an arena that the military simply has not been able to deal with. I hope it moves forward. President Biden's proposals include significant spending, so I thought I'd take a look back at President Trump's spending. He had deficits from 2017 to 2020 of approximately $3.4 trillion. There seems little difference other than what it's spent on. The takeaway is Republicans like to spend, just not on ways that help average Americans. Ask your congresswoman, and I bet she won't be able to explain the difference logically. President Biden's speech on Wednesday night was an excellent roadmap of where he would like to go. It seems that much of this agenda is going to be difficult to get through Congress as it is currently constituted. One can only hope that his strategy in announcing this agenda was to demonstrate to the progressive wing of the party that these were programs with which he agreed, and it then creates an environment which he may well be able to have serious conversations with Republicans, develop a compromise, and deliver that compromise to the Democratic House and have some hope of passage. If he is serious about being bipartisan, understanding that there are many pieces to this puzzle and how you move them around the board may be as important as the substance they represent. It was also interesting to note that when the camera focused on Ted Cruz, he appeared to be falling asleep. His falling asleep, of course, simply is a metaphor for his legislative capacity. The Canadian border, in my view, will remain closed until Canada improves its overall COVID performance. Maybe those who are fully vaccinated may be able to travel late this summer or early fall. This will require something like a COVID passport. It was announced that Canada was going to begin importing Pfizer vaccines from the U.S. Good news for both sides of the border. Inc. magazine published a piece about the three-question rule. Before speaking, one, does this need to be said? Two, does it need to be said by me? Three, does it need to be said by me now? If we all asked these questions, we'd cut meeting time substantially and receive much greater clarity from speakers. A funeral was held this past week for Clark Glacier as it shrinks to a shriveled remnant. This is real evidence of climate change.